Welcome to a special podcast of Eye on Tampa Bay with Sharon Calvert. My name's Lou Green, and we'll have our old friend Bing help us in on this one.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother. Can you spare a dime?
Hey, Sharon, are you working on a new magic show? I mean, I saw you reaching the hat, and I expected a rabbit to come out. But then you said, no, I found $45 million. How the hell does that happen?
Well, you know how you do it? You just make it up. You just claim that there's money there when it's not there, and then you just tell other people the money's there, and they're supposed to believe you.
Yeah, how much does it cost to run a bus? An empty one.
It costs a lot of money to run empty buses, and unfortunately, PSTA, according to their own ridership numbers and their own documentation, their ridership continues tanking, but their operating expenses are like drastically have increased over the last 10 years.
You have a lot of nerve reading their press releases and their information. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, that's the thing. Their own documentation, you know, tells the story of the fiscal mismanagement of PSTA. Some of it almost becomes incoherent because you can't connect the dots of them all. They tell on one side, in one document, they create $45 million out of a rabbit's hat, and then the other documentation says they're going to run a $100 million deficit. So
they end up with Hassenpfeffer.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
I mean, it's a real mess, and you know, PSTA, they've submitted their request to the FTA, and I just don't know how the FTA squares documents. Two separate documents that they send at the same time to the Federal Transit Administration showing totally two different financial outlooks.
When was the last time there was an audit?
Well, they do have their own auditor, but I believe what needs to happen, because mark my words, PSTA and some of those county commissioners are just drooling over there, you know, after the Hillsborough debacle last year, drooling to get billions of dollars of new revenue to get the train that PSTA couldn't get in 2014. So they're looking for a new revenue source.
Well, when you said fairy dust, is it going to happen that way, or?
Well, they always have to make up stuff.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is PSTA has been so fiscally mismanaged that the state needs to come out and do the state audit, joint audit committee needs to come out and do exactly what they're doing with the city of Gainesville and bring the auditor general in and audit at least 10 years of PSTA's finances. Before anyone should give them another dime. I mean, if you look at their own documentation, a bank's not going to loan them any money.
This reminds me of a recent movie called Chernobyl, where they had all these incompetent people put in place to run a nuclear plant, and it didn't end up so hot. And now you have a transportation system where they're, who knows what they're doing over there? They're still running empty buses.
I guess there's a question of whether it's incompetence or intentional. But the point is PSTA has a governing board, and this board is not doing their job. They rubber stamp whatever is put in front of them without asking. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to kind of, well, you know, you presented a totally different picture just 2 months ago. So how did you actually get from there to what you're presenting me today? They don't ask any questions. It's just, oh, okay, that's the way it is, and the staff says it must be, it must be. Bureaucrats are running the show.
Bureaucrats are great at screwing things up.
They want to grow their bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. They want more of your tax dollars. It's like that. I mean, we're just seeing this whole administrative state, their arrogance that they just want to create. They want to get bigger and bigger. They want the power over you.
Sure. Well, the more people they pack in there, the bigger the bureau they run, the more important
and
they
the harder
are.
It is to ever get rid of it,
and
right?
You can't
get rid of this stuff. I mean, PSTA, St. Pete Beach is is basically they've already downsized whatever, you know, some service that they were using. They don't want PSTA in St. Pete Beach, and yet PSTA wants to force themselves onto the main drag of St. Pete Beach with a big, big bus that's going to be running empty probably 90% of the time.
Well, I told you in another conversation that one night on Ulmerton Road, I saw 5 empty buses in a row. Obviously, kind of like on the same road going the same direction. I don't know if they were going to the bus wash or what, but they were totally empty. And what's this?
Well, you know, with the economy today and with wages increasing and more job opportunities, I mean, they're not using the bus service. And it's not that I don't think a bus service is not needed or some type of service. Maybe it's not a bus service. Right. Maybe it's a voucher for an Uber ride or a taxi or whatever, or it's an electric car shuttle service. I mean, we know that we will always provide some type of service for people in need, but to want to put in place this Central Avenue bus rapid transit from downtown St. Pete to St. Pete Beach, who doesn't want it, that runs right through South Pasadena, who also doesn't want it, and takes a lane of general vehicle traffic out. So this is the congestion creating monster that PSTA is creating. But you know what they say? As they're going bankrupt, because this project will bankrupt them without finding a new revenue source, this is only the beginning. This is that catalyst project. And they think that if they can get this first round of FTA federal dollars for this boondoggle, that they're going to get a lot more money for a lot more boondoggles.
And they can use that as a model for other municipalities around the country to say, hey, look what we did with
nothing. Well, but the problem is when it becomes a failure, we know who to point the fingers at. But the point is that there is no reason for this. They have been mismanaged in the past. They have misled the feds, you know, misusing federal money before in 2014 when they used federal transit security funds for their Greenlight Pinellas campaign. And they had to give over $300,000 back to the feds. And now they keep changing their tune in the information that they provide, the FTA. And you know good and well, the transit federal funding is a competitive process. And there are other transit agencies that are managed probably much better, I would say, than PSTA is. And there are projects that are much more worthy than this boondoggle. Because they're looking for a bailout. This is part of their bailout, is to get this federal money.
Well, when you look at a growing bureaucracy of something like this, you wonder, does it take more people to screw it up? Hire more people and we'll screw it up worse? Or they never hire the right guy to come in and fix it. Did they ever think about fixing it and reducing the buses, reducing the size of buses, getting flexible routes, doing all that kind of stuff? Or is it just kind of an embedded mess?
It is an embedded mess. But the interesting point is PSTA has 20-some more employees today with their ridership much less than it was than in 2009. Mm-hmm. So what is that all about? How can you say that this entity has been fiscally managed properly when they ran around 2014 saying, if we don't get that rail tax, we're gonna have to cut some services? That was their carrot. And when they did not get that rail tax boondoggle, they never did the due diligence to cut any services and cut their operating expenses. So no wonder they're at the point they are today.
The economy is booming. Gas prices are low. People want to go where they want to go. And that's what they're doing. And they're not standing out in 93-degree heat in Florida waiting for the bus.
Or a thunderstorm.
Unless they had their driver's license jerked for drunk driving or something. But then they have a bicycle.
Well, again, you need some fiscal responsibility here. And PSTA is barreling towards bankruptcy. And this Central Avenue BRT, which is so misnamed because it doesn't even run on Central Avenue, is going to speed up the insolvency of PSTA.
So what if it goes insolvent? What happens?
Good question. You know, my opinion is that they will use their perilous position to get bailed out somehow. Well, to put a referendum on the ballot. Yeah. So mark my word, we understand they're watching very closely the Supreme Court ruling that will decide, you know, whether the Hillsborough County tax will be able to remain in place.
When is that?
What's the date for that? The oral arguments is February 5th, and the expectation is the ruling will come probably within 30, 60 days after that.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime maybe end of March, beginning of April, that should be resolved. But I still think that there's problems with the Hillsborough Transit referendum, and maybe all the legal issues may not be all, who knows? If they let that tax stay, there could be some other issues out there that could be brought forward. Who knows?
Well, they're not the only ones scraping for money. So,
but there's only so much money. In Hillsborough County, they already have the next referendum written. Mm. So it's all ready to go. And they've got the four Democrat county commissioners that will vote to place it back on the ballot in November. So watch for multiple referendums in 2020. And then on top of that, and this will be the icing on the cake, TBARTA just put out a statement saying, they want to look at becoming an independent taxing authority. You're going to have a TBARTA transit tax too.
Who can we impeach?
Well, all I can say is Governor Sanis needs to take note of what's going on, because Hillsborough County has the same sales tax rate as San Francisco. Trying to raise tax after tax after tax when we don't see that the due diligence of the budgets that are already in place, how they're being managed, not properly. We will not remain a low tax, business friendly state if we don't rein in the abuse of some of these entities that want to raise your taxes for things that are costly and not needed.
Florida is a great magnet for people trying to get away from that stuff, and they come down here and you get people that are creating what they ran away from.
Yeah, businesses and people fleeing New York, California, Chicago, New Jersey are not coming to Florida so they can take a bus.
Right. No kidding. Yeah. I think we'll leave it there.
And so, until next time.
Now, if you're new in the state and you came from one of those places, look in the mirror and say, if I keep doing what I did up there, I should have my head examined. So, you know, just switch your thinking a little bit.
Well, remember what insanity is. Continue to do the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So we've already seen the model of these high tax metropolitan areas and high tax states that people are now fleeing from.
And you get nothing out of it except a bigger bill.
That's exactly right. It's right out of your pocket.
Anyway, Sharon, once again, you knocked it out of the park.
Well, hopefully we'll knock this BRT boondoggle off the train track.
How are you getting home? You taking the bus?
No, let's see. Maybe I'll call up, see if there's a drone delivery coming.
Until next time.
This is Ion Tampa Bay. We're looking out for you.
Let's take a chance to do a new dance. For I'm cuckoo and you're cuckoo. Sing la 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 la. All the folks have all gone wild. Oh, what a howdy do.